2018. Before we get into news headlines, we're talking about how a former tennis icon and convicted child rapist Bob Hewitt has been granted parole. Now, he was convicted in March 2015 of raping two teenage tennis pupils and also sexually assaulting a third one in the 1980s and also in the 1990s while he was their coach. He was then sentenced to 6 years in prison in May 2015. However, he was jailed only in September, that is in 2016, after an unsuccessful constitutional court appeal. So we learned that after serving 3.5 years of his sentence, Hewitt has been released on parole on the 24th of April, of course, following his hearing today. So the parole board, Sandile, found that he's actually eligible for parole and that he has a solid support system at home should he be released. Now, I remember we had an event at the UJ library whereby one of his victims, that is Olivia Jezreel, came through to the university and actually stated the whole event of how she was sexually abused by Bob Hewitt years ago. And I think what really got to me with that particular event was the fact that, I mean, it happened years ago, yet she literally broke down and cried.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I'm quite surprised in terms of that he's actually been granted this parole, but also I'm quite curious about, you know, the consultation with his victims as well. So I think for me that's quite something that I'm quite curious about, because when you can consider the victims and how devastated, you know, their lives became after that, incident, or those, the abuse that he actually meted out to them. So look, ultimately, I hope that there was proper consultation before the decision was made. It would not be nice, for instance, for the victims to just find out in the public domain without having been informed or consulted prior to the decision being made.
And I remember also when we had an interview with Olivia, one of the reasons she stated why Bob Hewitt was not sentenced to many years in prison was simply because they laid a charge late. And one of the justifications was that he's actually old, so he cannot be sentenced to many years in prison. Yeah. So that's how we wrap up our recap. We are on social media, hashtag UJFM. When we come back, we get into half past two news headlines. Why am I rushing? What's wrong with me? And of course, we'll get into UJN.